What's your Everest? You know, the highest mountain on earth, a metaphor for a goal that is so big that it scares you to even speak it out loud. That goal that takes more than a season, a year, or maybe takes a lifetime to even accomplish. I'm Colleen Rue, the voice of the mountain and your host as we meet inspiring individuals who know what it's like to set big goals and how to accomplish them. Welcome to My Everest, a 29029 podcast. If you ever have a chance to come to 29029, I hope that you take a moment to just observe. If you watch and listen and even just feel, you recognize something profound. 29029 has little to do with climbing a mountain. I know, on Friday morning at 6 a.m., we blow an air horn and send 250 people climbing for the next 36 hours. So yes, there's definitely a mountain involved. But what you see, hear, and feel at 29029 has everything to do with the people who are there. It's a special community of mostly strangers embarking on a challenge of a lifetime together. Grace Henriksen found herself signed up for 29029 right before the world would lock down due to the COVID-19 pandemic of 2020. What's so cool about Grace's story is that since her first 29029 event, albeit a virtual one, she has been a part of creating the community we all benefit from today.
You know, it's so interesting because the community, for me, I didn't really realize that that was there until like we were actually doing the virtual. And it's like, wow, we missed out on a whole other part of what this process was like. We had zero idea that that was such an integral part that we hadn't really immersed ourselves in. You get to build really cool relationships that keep on going and that'll continue to cheer for you.
Today, Grace owns three Red Hats and has volunteered on the mountain just as many times as she has climbed. Grace's story is 29029's story, a story of resilience, strength, commitment, and a whole lot of fun.
My girlfriend, Sarah, we had met at a leadership conference. One of the things that we had made a commitment to ourselves as we were leaving that conference was we wanted to do things for our health. She asked me if I would hold her accountable to this event that she was signing up for called 29029. And I said, well, I'll just do it with you, right? Like, I had zero idea what I was committing myself to.
She was looking for an accountability partner and you're like, I'll just be your hiking partner. This is great.
Yep. That's how it started.
Of course, that was 2019. We get you guys all signed up. And then 2020 and the whole COVID-19 pandemic. How was that as you knew that your event was going to be canceled? How did you have to switch your mindset? And what did you guys do in order to still try to accomplish things that summer of 2020?
Yeah, that was pretty crazy because I'm in Seattle. So this is where COVID, like we were so shut down. At first we were disappointed, but then it was like, well, we get two events out of it. It was then just figuring out the logistics of how are we going to do this virtually? We had signed up for this together to have an experience together. And what can we figure out to make it happen where we're in the same location? Because Sarah's in St. Louis and I'm in Seattle. We researched a bunch of places and I think we had narrowed it down to like New Mexico and Utah. We decided on Park City. I'd been there before and it's just beautiful there. And it would also be similar to altitude. So we had initially signed up for Vermont. That was what we were supposed to do in 2020. And so we wanted to get as much of the experience as possible and recreate it on our own.
It was so fun to watch everybody who had to mold around this virtual 29029. It really became a bonding experience, even though everyone was so different. I mean, you and Sarah got to be together and you got to hike together and have all these experiences. And did you feel like you were connected to the community at the same time?
You know, it's so interesting because the community, for me, I didn't really realize that that was there until like we were actually doing the virtual. And it's like, wow, we missed out on a whole other part of what this process was like. We had zero idea that that was such an integral part that we hadn't really immersed ourselves in as we were going through this.
Well, and I think that our community grew a lot in 2020. I think what you noticed was we had to decide how to bring our community together, even though everybody was in so many different places, and to engage them and still give them this 29029 experience. I'd go out on a limb and say that the community really solidified itself during the pandemic. When we came back to the mountain live and in person, it was as if we were having this family reunion with all these people that we already knew. And so from there, I feel like the community's just grown and built and built and built. And you probably saw that as you transitioned from this virtual event that you guys were doing on your own in Park City, were on the WhatsApp, to when you actually got to the mountain.
Absolutely, because it was like we started to connect with people. You know, everyone in the community is so, so helpful. Like we had reached out to people who had done these events before, like when we got to do the live event, to meet some of these people in person. And that was really cool because you've kind of built this relationship with the different participants without having ever met them.
It was kind of weird when we got back in 2021 because I felt like I knew all of you, but yet we had never met face to face.
It's such a different energy and experience when you're around all that. Just the vibes are so, so good.
They really are. The mountain is something so special. And I just remember you guys climbing and just, you always had this smile on your face. It was like you were just enjoying yourself the entire time that you were there. And I know it was hard. It's not that it's this easy walk up the mountain, definitely not, but you could see the enjoyment. And especially back in 2021, when we were together and live and in person and everybody was finally there doing what they had set out to do since, you know, 2 years before for some people.
Right. That was like, you know what, we did it on our own without having these conveniences. So we should be able to do it, you know, we should be able to do it right in person.
Yes, exactly. And so 2021, you were able to get your first red hat because at the virtual, we did do some hats, but the red hat is saved for a live event. So you didn't get a red hat on for the virtual, you got a black hat, but we got you that first red hat in 21. And then you've continued to climb and to come back.
Initially, we were supposed to do Vermont, and then we switched to Snow Basin, and then I did Whistler last year, and this year is going to be Jackson Hole. So it's interesting because you think of virtual, we had to plan out our own, and then we calculated the things, but then we had to pivot and do treadmill, and then Snow Basin was like 13 summits, I think.
13 ascents, yep.
Yeah, and then Whistler was 8. And so then like, you know, our minds kind of go like, well, is that easier? Is that harder? Like, what's that look like? And then Jackson Hole is going to be 19. So now my head's like, is that going to be easier? Is it going to be harder? I don't know.
Well, and that's interesting because you have this interesting perspective where you volunteered at Snow Basin. So you've been on that volunteer site and then you were able to be a participant at Snow Basin and earn the red hat. Then you went to Whistler. And how was Whistler different from Snow Basin?
They're just such different experiences. Snow Basin, I was like way overprepared. I had like an outfit change for every single one because I'm a sweater. I sweat a lot. I think I've changed outfits maybe like 3 times. Whistler was very scenic and beautiful. I mean, you go through what, 3 different climate zones. You're in the rainforest where there's like all these signs and Zen sayings, and you've got the water babbling and you've got these wooden steps. And on that one, I did have to outfit change every time just because you go through just the different zones and it's a longer duration.
Yeah, just totally different terrain, totally different strategy. It is a totally different experience. And at Whistler, I think what's interesting too is everything's kind of flip-flopped. So you eat and you have the recovery room all at the summit of the mountain rather than at Snow Basin where you've been, which everything was at the base of the mountain.
Yes. And, you know, I do like that everything was at the top of the mountain, right? Because then that gives you time to like digest anything going down the gondola ride.
Every mountain kind of has its own flavor to it. You're looking at Jackson this year, which is going to be another totally different mountain.
I know. I don't know what I think because so Whistler was the longest mileage wise. Jackson Hole is the shortest mileage-wise, which just means that the vertical is just going to be much more of an incline and 19 times, right? So it's like
Well, it's a
a lot
different,
of different conversations.
it's a different mental strategy where
It is.
a little more maybe like Snow Basin, where you always were really around somebody because you were never too far from from someone else, where Whistler gets pretty spread out over 3.9
Does
miles.
it does
And then at Jackson with 19, that's going to have a whole different feel to it. Why do you keep coming back? Why do you keep volunteering?
because it's fun, because it's different every time. Not only like the environment, the mountain, but also like the people who are participating, and then you're just in a different space in life. What I appreciate that has kind of been the gift that keeps on giving through all of this is that there's a self-awareness that happens like each time. And you don't really realize it until you do something like this that's new and that's challenging. Just to have that silence for the thoughts that go through your head on who you are, who you're becoming, where you're at, and then also create like little success stamps along the way to remind myself that yes, I achieved that. Like if I could do that, what else could I do, right? Like I don't give up. I'm going to do what it takes.
You take the event serious, but you don't take yourself too serious during the event.
You can't. It's like it's 36 hours that you get to be a part of something really, really cool, and you get what you put into it. And so I love wearing like the light up tutus, like having the glow in the dark sparklies, like making it a disco. Like one of these days I'll end up in the disco Gandhi. That'll be fun, but you just have to make it fun.
That's what it's about, right?
It
That's
is.
it's sometimes we can take ourselves so seriously and we can get caught in the weeds sometimes of, oh my gosh, how steep is that hill going to be? What are the rocks going to be like on that? What do I have to do to prepare for this weather? What about the bears? What about the cougars? Sometimes we get so wrapped up in all those like logistical questions that we forget why we actually signed up.
Right. And all those logistics, it's like we're in such great hands with you guys. We don't have to worry. And if you didn't come with something, somebody has it there. It was Whistler last year where Nicole's luggage didn't arrive. And it was like we as a community banded together and made sure she had clothes to wear to hike. So, you could forget something, but someone's there to help. I'm not slow at processing things. And so that's why it was like, this was like an aha for me is like when Jesse says, be where your feet are, right? Like, I'm like, what does that mean? And I guess it means something different to everyone, right? And to me, it's just, it is be in that moment, be there, enjoy it, embrace it. When he's like, leave it all on the mountain. I'm like, what do I got to leave on the mountain? Like, right? Like everyone had so many different metaphors for that. And in Whistler, what I understood, what my takeaway from that was, oh, like, did you give it your best? Did you put it all out?
Well, and every different
Interesting.
mountain can have that different lesson with it. I liked how you said that with every mountain that you've climbed so far, you're a different person. You have a different experience. You're in a different place. Maybe your training was different. Maybe these aha moments were different and you're realizing different things. And that truly is a beauty of it. It's not just because, oh, Grace has finished two prior 29 to 29s, that's not what it's about. But it's about that process of how you kind of unlocked a little something different every time you were there.
That's why I say it's the gift that keeps on giving, right? It's like you just learn so much about yourself through this whole process and things that you didn't even know and things that you continue to carry forward, and it helps shape you into who you are. And that's the coolest part.
It is cool. And you've been able to bring some different people to the mountain with you as well. And
Yeah.
how was that with your experience as you brought different people?
That was so much fun. Like I have so much gratitude to Sarah for bringing this experience to me. So we did it together. We volunteered together. And then Whistler was really cool because I got to have my best friend, her partner, my sister, and another really great friend with me doing that. So we got to experience Canada together, and we all know that, hey, this is everyone's individual journey. Don't worry about pace. Just do your thing and do your best. Then this year, I have a girlfriend from St. Louis who actually was here last week so we could train together, right? So you just have all these extras that tend to happen because you get to do it with other people.
Yeah, going back to Jesse's metaphors, you know, he always talks about putting something big on your calendar and how much that means to put something big on your calendar. And that's what you're doing with 29 of 29. You're signing up for something big. And like you just said, there's so many other things that come along with it, whether it's connections to the people that you're going to be traveling with and that you're going to be training with, or if it's the connections that you're going to make on the mountain or with the community, or unlocking some of those new elements of yourself that you find while you're out there. It's like this whole package. And I feel like some people must look at us and be like, oh, you guys are so cliche. You know, you're just always saying the mountain, that everything's so great. But really, it is something that translates into all parts of our lives once we become a part of it.
Absolutely. And I think that reflecting back, it's like the pandemic probably would have been a different experience for me had I not had a focused training plan, like had a goal, had something to keep me moving. I think that was really cool. And then to have it virtually and knowing that we would have another experience the following year, I think was a great, whether or not it was a distraction, but it probably kept me mentally and physically in tune to where I needed to be.
Yeah, I've never really thought about it that way, where we all needed something to lean into. And 29 of 29, for some of us, that was that community to lean into. That was that kind of home base that we could come back to and say, okay, I do have something to do every day. I do have something to count on and something to look forward to. That's a really interesting perspective, because the virtual was so interesting. We had people who were walking on beaches down in Key West. We had people who were climbing mountains like you guys in Utah. We had people up in the Pacific Northwest and down in Texas and all over the place, but it all gave us that singular purpose.
It did. I ran my first and only marathon on a treadmill because of the training we had to do, like 8 hours in one day. I don't know. It was like
whatever Coach Brendan come up with, right?
I know. I was like, okay, here we go.
But look at that. You can look back and be like, I ran a treadmill marathon, which is terrible, but yet so cool at the same time to know that you accomplished that.
Yeah.
I'm curious, when you did get to volunteer, what was it like to volunteer versus your experience as a participant? I'm always interested in that.
Yes. So I had never done any kind of endurance event, like none of that. So I have no experience with that. So volunteering was like, what am I going to be doing? Right. So we volunteered for Snow Basin 1 before our event. And it is the most fulfilling contribution that you could ever make. It is so selfishly selfless. It is amazing. Just to be a support for someone, you will actually get to see the impact that you have.
Yeah, I was just thinking that when you were saying that, it's almost like you're seeing it reflected back to you.
Yeah, it's just so gratifying. And it's so cool to encourage these people, the participants, and they're so appreciative, you know, and they're so thankful. And you do that and you're cheering them on. And I volunteered twice and it's been amazing. It's the best.
Once you experience the mountain, then you have even a deeper understanding of what these people are pushing through and maybe what they need. And that's why our alumni volunteers become so critical and so important to the people on the mountain.
Like I said, it's so selfishly selfless. If you want to fill up your love tank, just go volunteer.
29 of 29 is kind of like that. It might be a selfish thing to take the time out and to train and to want to really work on yourself, but then it becomes this community and it becomes something that broadens all of the different places in your life and really becomes a selfless act, because you see more of what you can do for other people through your experiences on the mountain.
Just lean into the community. If you're not on Mighty Networks, right? Like if you're not there, introduce yourself, start to reach out, because it's really cool when you get there and you're like, hey, you get to meet them in person. And then you just have other people who are going through this with you that can celebrate it with you at the end. You get to build really cool relationships that, again, just keep on going and that'll continue to cheer for you.
There you have it. My Everest, the latest episode of the 29029 podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. If you'd like to learn more about 29029 events or read more stories from an incredible community of individuals, you can head over to 29029everesting.com. That's 29029everesting.com. I'm Colleen Rue, the voice of the mountain. Keep climbing. We'll meet you at the next summit.